PERKINSFIELD, Mark Carney has only been Prime Minister for a few weeks, but that hasn't stopped some from changing their FCK Trudeau flags to pay homage to the new boss. A pair of FCK Carney flags now fly in front of a Perkins Field home along with another supporting U.S. President Donald Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Some say the flags are offensive, especially given the current state of the U.S.-Canada relationship, and Trump's propensity to stir things up with anybody, anywhere at any time. The home sits just down from St. Patrick's Parish Church, directly across from Perkins Field Park. "Every time I drive by the place I cringe," says local resident Ken Henderson. "What has happened to civil discourse and enforcement of the law in protecting the public from having to witness a gross obscenity?" Mark Castle says he lives in Tiny and drives by the flags frequently. "He had an F. Trudeau flag and he has now replaced one of his Trump flags with an F. Carney flag," Castle says. For those FCK Trudeau or Carney flags, while I think they're stupid, they do have freedom of expression and have just become indicative of the segment of the population that supported the Freedom Convoy, etc. But the Trump flags are a different matter, according to Castle. "Although they've been flying since 2024, they're disgusting and pretty disrespectful," he says. "It's incredulous that they've kept them up given the current threats to our sovereignty." After a journalist knocked on the door to get a comment from the homeowner over the perceived kerfuffle, a young man answered and after being asked a question abruptly closed the door. The journalist knocked again and continued waiting on the front porch until an older man eventually opened the door. After being asked about why they're flying the flags, said, "It's private property. Can you please leave and get out of here?" Neighbors interviewed by Midland Today said they're not bothered by the flags that some might find offensive. "It doesn't bother me," said Ron L'Esperance, who lives a few houses down. He's had them there since moving here 3 or 4 years ago. Next-door neighbor Monica Rocha says she's not interested in stirring the pot by commenting on the flags. "They don't really affect us, they're not encroaching on us," she says. "It's his opinion, his freedom of speech." But Henderson says that the profane wording on the flags is a disgrace, especially given their proximity to a children's playground located across the street. Henderson says he's written to both Tiny Council and local MP Adam Chambers about the issue, especially since the weather is getting nicer and more little kids will start using the park. "They, Tiny Township, informed me that in consultation with Simcoe County, as the residence sits on Simcoe County Road 6, there is nothing they could do as this cringe-worthy display is protected by the Charter of Rights as free speech," says Henderson, who asked yet heard back from Chambers. "Young mothers must be aghast when they go to use public park facilities and are forced to hide their children's eyes from the free speech. If they have not already decided to avoid using the park." But a Reddit user about the flags was able to find some humor in the whole situation. "I kind of half chuckle at these," the user wrote. "There's a guy down the road from me that has one, he also has, freedom, sticker across a piece of farm equipment. His F**ck Trudeau flag has gotten tattered over the years, so he got a new one. Way after the dude already resigned. Absolutely pointless expenditure. I almost want to make merchandise for these dweebs and donate profits to the party they hate."